This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
New information from Forest Hill Police about the people they say shot and killed a man and his five-year-old daughter this week.
The shooting killed a man and his five-year-old daughter. Forest Hill Police Chief David Hernandez says they haven't made any arrests, but they have identified two suspects from Fort Worth.
They're scared. They're cowards. They're hiding. We ask the public, please, you know where they're at? Let us know.
He says Forest Hill had no murders in 2024, but have already had five so far this year.
I would like to take this time to say how extremely proud I am of our police officers in Forest Hill right now. What they've gone through the last 11 days is unheard of.
He says Texas Rangers are leading the investigation into this shooting, but they're still trying to find a motive, so they're hoping for tips from the public. In Forest Hill, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Grinch crime spree is now over. It's put a man in jail on a murder-for-hire case. This comes out of Plano. Detective Alexander Cole says police used home security cameras to identify Michael McLeod as a suspect in a number of car burglaries. Detective just happened to run into him at a restaurant.
And during this conversation, McLeod made conversation about the fact that he wanted to buy a silencer in order to take care of his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend.
They arranged a meeting. McLeod arrested when he tried to hire an undercover ATF officer to kill his girlfriend.
News brought to you by On Time Experts. The Vice President, Defense Secretary, and National Intelligence Director all in Eagle Pass today, reviewing operations on the southern border and highlighting the recent decline in crossings.
Surrounded by U.S. military and National Guard soldiers in Eagle Pass's Shelby Park, Vice President Vance focused on the Trump administration's efforts in combating illegal border crossings.
Every single day that we continue to keep this border safe, that means less migrant crime, that means less fentanyl coming into our communities.
In perhaps a sign of things to come, Vance blamed the Biden administration for allowing the cartels to control the border.
I'm not going
to
make any announcements about any invasions of Mexico here today. The president has a megaphone, and of course he'll speak to these issues as he feels necessary.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, it's now official. Dallas gets to host thousands of media around the world for next year's World Cup, and they're going to be here for a long time.
It's an absolute pleasure to confirm that Dallas and the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center will serve as the international broadcast center for the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Amy Hopfinger, Chief Business and Strategy Officer with FIFA Cup World 26, making it official today. City Manager Kim Johnson says the convention center will be home to about 2,000 radio, TV, and new media journalists from January through July of next year.
Dallas has always been a city that embraces the world, and now the world will see, hear, and experience Dallas in such an incredible way.
16 cities will host World Cup matches. Dallas will host the most, 9, including one semifinal match. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News brought to you by the Law Offices of Nick Namath at myirsteam.com. People across North Texas are cleaning up from yesterday's storms, and today we learn there were two tornadoes. Crews from the National Weather Service figured out an EF1 touched down in Irving yesterday, and today they determined a second one was in Wise County. The tornado in Irving damaged several buildings, including two apartment complexes, and knocked power out to businesses, homes, and schools. Three schools were canceled today because the power is still out. The district is hoping it will be back and running tomorrow.
K
KRLD Power Outage Update.
Let's get the latest on the number of outages around here. Thousands still in the dark. 8,600 outages right now in Dallas County. We're just under 5,000 in Tarrant County, 1,900 Collin, and down to just 1,000 in Denton County at this point. And as Kristen said, some areas might not get their power fixed until Friday because they had so much damage just from these straight line winds. Some of these winds hit up to 80 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness, just terrible. HEB evacuated three schools today after police got a threatening message. Students from the district's Alternative Education Program campus, Central High School and Keys High School, were all taken to the district's administration building.
This was the reunification spot for parents and guardians after the district evacuated three schools that were about a mile from this location. They bused hundreds of students here, and this is where parents and guardians picked them up. Now, at this time, we still don't know what this threat was, but the district took it very seriously.
Wednesday morning, just after 11 o'clock, Hearst Euless Bedford ISD notified parents the district was in the process of evacuating students from Keys High School and DAEP, the District Alternative Education Program. They also evacuated students from Central Junior High in an abundance of caution because the campus is close by.
And then we just see the teacher running, talk about something. Get up. We got to evacuate the building. So everybody, because we're in the middle of a test, everybody's just confused.
Euless police say they immediately requested buses to take students from the football fields to the district's administration office.
As a fellow parent, very concerning. However, since I have access to the police radio, we were doing a different detail, but we all dropped what we were doing immediately, and all the resources in the city flooded to the schools.
Parents waited in long lines to pick up their kids.
I'm actually relieved now because I'm able to see my girls, but I was very nervous when I got the message that something was going on because they didn't tell us at first.
This mother of two says she was scared but felt better once she arrived.
Even though it was a lot of people out there, it still felt like they had everything under control and that they were no longer in any danger.
I'm just feeling blessed, you know, like I got out of that situation with Jesus Christ.
And the latest we heard from police was that at this time they have cleared the school. They said they will have some type of update later on. And the district says they will also have a notification to parents about what's to happen tomorrow and if classes will happen.
That is NBC 5 Sophia Bosole reporting. And of course, once we get that update, we will make sure to share it with you.
Committee from the Dallas City Council hoping the city's going to ask lawmakers in Austin to not cut DART funding. There's two bills in the legislature to require DART to return some of its sales tax money to cities in North Texas. They then could use that money to pay for road projects. Dallas City Councilman Adam Bazalua says cutting DART funding would have a big impact.
The public needs to understand the implications of what is being proposed and how that's going to impact the communities that we serve.
Some of the cities that pay into DART have called for cutting their payments. They say DART doesn't do enough for them and any of the smaller cities that are members. Full Dallas City Council votes on the funding resolution this month.
Well, the Fort Worth City Council is planning a series of public meetings this year to build support for a proposed bond package next year.
The $800 million bond program's largest components will be street and mobility improvements, as well as city parks. Fort Worth's Christiane Simmons outlines other city staff priorities.
We have library improvements in the package, public safety improvements, which encompass fire, and then 911, which is, of course, police and fire. And then a proposition related to animal care, a new shelter.
The City Council is expected to call a vote on this bond package at their January meeting in 2026. City staff is planning to fine-tune the proposed budget after meetings all across town begin this spring to elicit citizen feedback on the plan. From the 24-hour news center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This company's been based in Denton for 40 years and it's moving to Plano.
Sally Beauty Holdings has about 600 employees at its corporate headquarters in Denton. By the end of the year, they will start moving to the company's new offices in Plano. Sally Beauty has leased office space in the Legacy West development. Plano's mayor says they are honored to partner with a company that shares their vision for growth, excellence, and community impact. Sally Beauty sells hair color and professional beauty supplies across the U.S. and in 10 other countries around the world. From the 24-Hour News Center, Steve Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So did you hear the president's address last night here on News Radio 1080 KRLD? If so, what'd you think?
The people who watched the speech, 76%
approved of it. Now, the bulk of folks who did tune in were Republicans, so they were maybe inclined to like what they heard, but they did. In fact, they called him presidential in giving the speech, even entertaining, and almost as many said inspiring.
That is CBS News' Executive Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
And if you missed last night's address here on KRLD, one part that happened involving Texas, Texas Democrat Al Green was kicked out of the House for shouting during the speech protesting cuts to Medicaid.
It is the best way to get it across to a person who uses his incivility, against our civility. He is a person who has consistently been used incivility against civility.
Speaker Johnson called for Green to be censured, and Green also warned against GOP plans to change Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, and he is now working on new impeachment articles calling Trump unfit for office.
Whole lot more drama involving Texans last night. Our Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett also walked out of the speech.
We showed up, and if he had some sense, then maybe we would have been about that life, but y'all know he ain't got no sense.
She later spoke with an attorney, Joe Galina, about him, and he asked her what she would say to the president if she had the chance. She said she would tell him to grow a spine and stop being Putin's hoe.
And a response from Greenland after President Trump said he will get the country one way or another during his speech last night.
During his address to Congress, President Trump said he'd get control of Greenland.
We need it really for international world security. And I think we're going to get it. One way or the other, we're going to get it.
Greenland's prime minister is responding on social media, saying, "We don't want to be Americans. We are not for sale and cannot simply be taken. Our future will be decided by us." Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of the Kingdom of Denmark, whose defense minister also just said that taking over by the U.S. won't happen. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Greenland's location between the U.S., Russia, and Europe makes it strategic for both economic and defense purposes, especially as melting sea ice has opened up new shipping routes through the Arctic.
Word of advice, if your husband or your wife asks you what you think of what they made for dinner, make sure they're not holding any cutlery. In Florida, you know, where else? The police arrested a woman named Nativita Auguste for battery. They say she stabbed her boyfriend after he told her he didn't like her cooking. Her boyfriend told the police that she had an 8-inch knife in her hand and she slashed his arm. She claims she hit it with a napkin holder, not a knife. Boyfriend had to get stitches, but he's okay.
Goodness gracious.
Whatever you did, whatever the question is, you say great or yes, especially if they're holding weaponry.
Ooh, for sure. A man described as a serial Lego thief is being charged with stealing thousands of dollars worth of Legos from Target stores in the San Francisco Bay Area.
The accused Lego larcenist would go into Target stores, fill shopping carts full of Lego kits, and simply walk out.
And then he would go to his car, load it up, and leave, and then repeat. Again, sometimes within a matter of hours.
Ted Osrigadu with the Contra Costa County DA's office says 32-year-old Michael Ivory Fletcher allegedly stole nearly $25,000 worth of Legos over the course of about a year. He's now facing 12 counts of theft and burglary.
It is not a victimless crime. Businesses suffer.
Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Ramon, California.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.